Excellent. Can you folks see me and hear me?
Yes,
Stacy, you
Stacy.
got me there? Okay, good. Cliff, could I have you come sit at the conference table, please?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is the Port Lolo Drainage District meeting number 0346 for February 12th, 2026. It is 10 a.m. And this meeting is being conducted both physically and online, virtually. It is now 10 a.m., so I'd like to call roll. So just identify yourself. We'll start with Commissioner Cole.
Dean Cole, Commissioner 2.
Lee Christensen, District Coordinator, Administrative Coordinator.
And Michael Nielsen, Commissioner 3. Stacy is here.
Yes, I'm Stacy Clear, District Engineer.
And Cliff, do you want to identify yourself?
Yeah, Cliff O'Brien, Port Ludlow Associates.
Excellent. Thank you. So I'd like approval of the agenda. Are there any recommendations for amendments before we get started here?
I have
No.
none. I would move that we accept the agenda as written.
I will second that. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No. Excellent. So the agenda has been approved. Commissioner Cole, do you have any specific communications you'd like to address the commission with?
No, I do not.
Excellent. And I have nothing to report other than finally we got some sun in Southern California. And is there any public online at all, Lee?
No, there is not.
Okay, so we have no public comment other than if Mr. O'Brien would like to make other comments other than what he's here to report on.
No, sir.
Okay, so we have the consent agenda, which are items 5A and B, which are listed below, which has to do with approval of the minutes from last month on January 8th, meeting number 0345, and then the voucher summary for the total amount of $4,055.50. Do I have a motion to approve that?
Move that we approve the consent agenda.
I will second that. Is there any further discussion? No? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
If motion carries. Thank you. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about old business. This has to do with Port Ludlow Associates and the new residential development in the area of 70 Breaker Lane in the North Bay. And Cliff, if you would like to provide us any update, I have a few questions after that. And I'm sure that Commissioner Cole might have some, and Stacy may have a lot of questions.
All right, great. I wish I had known that Diana hadn't sent a set of plans over digitally. I'll send those to you, Mike, if you're interested in them. I have a paper set that no one else can see, but we can see in this room. Right now, I'll go ahead and right now this is we sit with a residential tract that has about 57 homes in that area. We're looking to submit a for permits somewhere in the first couple weeks of March. We're working through grading plans right now to see what that looks like. That's kind of where we sit right now. We've already had a pre-app meeting with the county, talked with Public Works, talked with Health, and know where we need to be with all the submittals. They're telling me somewhere in the range of about 12 months for approval. It's got to go before the hearing examiner and all that stuff. So I know in talking about this, and obviously why I'm here today is we had discussed maybe excluding this plat from the drainage district. And that's kind of where we sit today. So I'm open to answer any questions anyone in here has on that.
Excellent. So, Cliff, you'll be able to email us the entire plat parcels that are all broken up on there?
Correct. I'll send it. Is it okay if I send it to your email directly?
Absolutely.
I have yours. Okay.
Yeah, you can send that to me and I'll get it out. The other thing I have a
Okay, and
question about.
this is the preliminary one. This is the preliminary one, so there might be some changes as we go through
Excellent.
this, but for the most part, this outlines the overall parcel that we want to and parcels, because we're going to do a boundary line adjustment with the parcel for the village center, and you can see it on this map as well.
Where's
Okay.
the point of, Mr. Chairman? I have a question
Yeah,
about
please, please go ahead, Commissioner Cole.
where's the point of entry?
So there'll be one point of entry on Oak Bay Road
Okay.
there, and then another one where you drive into where the bank is right now. That entry will be maintained there.
Is that this
That's this
Paradise?
that's it this here.
Oh, this here.
Right. So the
Okay.
bank is right here,
Okay.
Village Center's over
All
here,
right.
and then Oak Bay.
Yeah, I was just trying to get
Which
myself
bank?
oriented and gets
Get that
after.
back.
Yeah.
And I'll show
How
them.
many lots have you done?
57.
57.
57. Somewhere between 52 and 57. Right now, 57, but I just got two grading plans back today that show some balance of dirt, and I need to make a decision in the next day or two. So.
Okay. Commissioner Cole, do you have anything else?
No, I don't. I think that when is it going to begin and when is it supposed to conclude?
So we don't have a begin date. We know when we'll submit. Probably the first week of March, somewhere in there. Maybe the second week of March, if all goes well.
Submit
For the permit.
for the
For
permit.
the
Yeah,
permit, yeah. And
okay.
along with that, there's a whole bunch of other. There's a stack of paperwork this tall we have to fill out for
When do
it.
you estimate that you might start breaking ground
I
and
would love to break ground end of this year. I don't think that's going to happen. So probably Q1. Of 27. I'm gonna kind of lean on the county a little bit, and try to get this through. We'll see. They've got a new county. They've got a new chief of staff there, Jeremy. I don't know his last name. Pretty amicable guy, but they did lose their planner for Port Ludlow, and so they've got another gentleman that's taking that position over. David Wayne Johnson left, then this gentleman had some. Issues, some family problems that he needed to leave for, and so now we're on to number three. So he's intelligent, but I think he's going to be overworked a little bit. So I'm going to do what I can to help him through the whole process by cattle prodding.
Okay.
I
All
don't
right.
have any other questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Stacy, do you have questions?
No, I don't have any questions on my end.
Okay. I do. I wanted to know who your lead was at the community development. So you said David Wayne Johnson is out now, and you
Yeah,
said
so
that. Go ahead.
it's Greg. And his last name's escaping me right now. All I can think of is Brotherson, and it's not Greg Brotherson. I'll get his full name and contact information, and I can get that over to you along with this plat map.
All right, sounds good. And that small acreage section that's within our district, I'm sure you guys know what the boundaries of that are, but maybe
We
not.
do, and they're notated on this map.
Okay, or were those was that acreage? I think it's 1.15 acres. Was that broken up into individual parcels also, and that will be reparceled?
That will be, there'll be five parcels within that. Five parcels, an open space tract, and some right of way in there
So
as well.
in that section then, since that is broken up in new parcels, it's going to need to be identified by the county. And then, so I assume that our parcel identification within the district, the boundary lines will have to be amended. Have you talked to the county about amending that and having them just take care of that during this process?
We have, so we'll do the boundary line adjustment will happen as part of this process when we move that boundary. Now what that does with your guys' boundary, I don't know, and I don't think the county's directly involved in that. I'm not entirely sure. We haven't had that conversation. We did talk to them a little bit about the fact that we were going to try to exclude that parcel. It's basically the corner. I mean, you'll be able to see it. It's clearly notated on the plans,
Yeah.
but I don't have a sense of what that's going to take, or I would assume we would do it concurrently. It
Yes.
doesn't make sense to
Okay.
stop, start.
Yeah. What see,
So.
what I'm looking at, Cliff, is that in this process, since it has been reparceled, because those will have all new parcel numbers on it, and they'll be much smaller parcels, is that the boundary line adjustment group, and Stacy, correct me if I'm wrong, is that a group in the county or the state of California or state of Washington that does that?
So I think you got some different things going on here. I mean, I could be wrong, I'm not a planner, but so I know PLA is talking about boundary line adjustments for like how the parcel is drawn, and yet what you guys have is a district boundary. Your district boundary, I think, has to go through a boundary review board, which would be governed by the county, to my understanding. It's either state or county or both. So they may be two very different entities. So if the district's asking for Port Ludlow Associates to try to help handle this while going through the county, I have a feeling they're different staff, and it's a parallel track to kind of not, it's like asking two things to be merged into one, and I don't think it can be into one task there.
Correct. I understand that, and that's the main thing, because what I would, and I'm only speaking for me as District 3 Commissioner, is that I would like to see whatever Port Ludlow Associates has within that 1.5 acres within the drainage district. I would like to see that boundary review board take them completely out of it, so that everything that is developed in that PLA property is not going to be within the boundaries of the drainage district.
So, are you against an interlocal agreement instead?
No, I'm not opposed to that at all, Stacy. I think whatever works best for us would be best, but since they're redrawing boundary lines, and I don't know, and that's why I was going to check with David Wayne Johnson. I wanted to hear that name, and now that I understand he's left, and all my buddies that were at the planning department have gone. And if Joel is still there, I can talk with him about this. That's where I would like to go. And I think we have plenty of time since we're looking at first quarter of 2027 before they even begin construction. And I assume, Cliff, you said March of this year you're looking to have the plans submitted to Jefferson County.
That's the goal. That's the goal. We're trying to wrap up all
Yeah, and I.
the entitlements by the first, so we'll see if that comes to fruition or not. But that's the goal.
Okay, so we've got 2 months to deal with that, and if Commissioner Cole has no problem, I'd like to work my way into the Department of Community Development and talk with them about this and go from that direction. So do you have a problem with that, Commissioner Cole?
I do not. I think that's a good idea. I do favor the, instead of going through the whole boundary review, I think an agreement, I'm more in favor of an agreement with PLA about who maintains that area and so forth, and avoid getting bureaucracy more involved in this thing, you know?
Okay, I take that to heed, and I'm not opposed to that plan at all. So good. Okay.
I'm more than happy, Mike, to assist in any way, if there's anything I can do from my end. I know a handful of folks there, but like you, we've lost a lot of our buddies there,
Yeah.
and so that place has changed a little bit in that respect. But I still visit fairly regularly down there. So anything I can do to help support your guys's effort.
Okay, Stacy.
Yeah, I was just looking at where boundary review boards exist, and it looks like Jefferson County does not, sorry, have a boundary review board. So I'm curious how you go about it if there is no actual boundary review board. So it's definitely inquiring with the county staff would be a good place to start.
Yeah. And I don't
Thank you.
know if Joel's still there or not, Mike. I'm not sure.
Okay.
He was the one that I dealt with, so I'm not entirely sure if he's still there or not.
Oh, so he's the one that you said was having some family
No,
bereavement issues?
that would have been it wasn't Joel, it was George. George was
Oh,
the
okay.
one.
I know George. Okay.
Yeah. So George ended up going back as his parents have some health issues. So he just tendered his resignation a couple weeks ago. And Greg, and I still for the life of me cannot remember his last name,
Is
but
that
he
the new
said,
director that you're talking about, Greg? Is he
no,
the new director?
Jeremy's the new director. Jeremy's the new director, but Greg is the one who'll be taking over as the planner for Fort Ludlow, at least in the
Okay.
end. And I know they have a freezing, a hiring freeze right
Yeah.
now there, so I don't think they're going to fill that position anytime soon,
Okay.
which
Yeah,
isn't great.
they're having some tough times because of the budget, so I understand that. All right. Well, good. Does anyone else have anything else for Cliff on this issue?
I don't know, but I know that the county, Clark County had 250 special districts within the county. I mean, special districts, the county does review all of those boundaries and they cross over each other or they have no, I mean, the dog district and the lighting district and the sewer district and the water district and the fire districts and all the districts. It's like a can of worms. They don't follow any other district's boundaries, So, in answer to your question, Stacy, yes, the county does is the one involved with the special districts within their county.
Okay.
I'm wondering too, Mr. Chairman, if by the time comes when none of us are here anymore, is there a way on the our map of the district, Stacy, that we can for future boards and future Greg and Olson staff that we could put something on our boundary map that says interlocal agreement in that area be shaded or something, just so because people come and go and nobody remembers that.
Exactly. Yeah, if you do go that route, we can definitely put a hatch over that to say this is an interlocal agreement area.
Excellent,
Yeah,
Stacy.
sure.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Well, that was a good question, Commissioner Cole, so I appreciate that. So if there's nothing else, yeah, Cliff, if you could email me that information, or Lee could give you her business card, which has her email on it. You can send it directly to her, and then
Okay,
she
that's
could
what
get it,
we'll do.
and she'll get it distributed. Commissioner Cole, you might want to give Cliff your business card if you have one, and we'll go
Yes.
from there, and we'll get all this set up. And Cliff, please tell Diane that we appreciate everything that you guys have done so far and the good communication. And we'll do our best to keep in touch and let you know what we're doing on our side and how that will be taken care of. I was hoping
Okay,
that we could
very
get
good.
all this pushed through with your documents that are going through the county, but it looks like we might have to do a little bit something different. But we'll get it all taken care of, and we will have a good relationship while this process is going on.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. And Cliff, you don't need to stick around any further unless you want to, because we're going to talk about some other issues. But thank you for your time.
Okay, I think I like you guys a lot, but I don't think I'm going to stay
I want to hear more about your son.
Oh, I appreciate that. I'm sure there'll be plenty of opportunities.
Yeah.
And Lee,
We'll
were you
see.
able to give him a business card?
He's got mine. Do you have a business
I
card?
have it in my wallet,
That's
Giselle.
okay. I think I have your email somewhere. So, Lee, I'll send this over to you
Okay.
shortly.
All right.
So,
Next.
all right. Thanks so much. I
Blend
appreciate
it.
it.
Thank you so
Thanks.
much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You can leave your ring there. I like that.
Have a
That's a
great day.
Yeti.
Yeah.
Yeah. $38.
Yeah.
it.
All right, now we have 7C, the update on our inventory list. And Stacy and Dean, thanks for putting all that together. If you see Russ, tell him thank you. And I'll Commissioner Cole, I'll turn this over to you and Stacy to make your report.
All right. This all started about a year ago when the board was looking at updating our comprehensive drainage plan that's 20 years old. And after we looked into it, and Stacy looked into it and gave us some prices to do that, to update the comprehensive plan, it was just too costly. To do that, the permitting alone with all the federal agencies and state agencies that are involved, we just decided that, that we'd have to have an increase in our assessment to update that comprehensive plan. So what we kind of came up with as an alternative is the to have Stacy and with Greg and Olson take a give us a report on all of our drainage systems, all 35 of them, for an update on their condition, both structurally and water flow and maintenance of all of our 35 drainage systems, and then have Stacy and our maintenance yard dogs take a look and come back with a report on update. So on February 6th of this year, we did review all of our drainage systems, some major and some minor, but we did take a look. And Stacy has made up a report on our findings, or so that at least we have, and I'm not sure what Stacy recommends for in the future, how often we should do this, but I feel very good, and I know Mike does too, that we are, good stewards of the district for all the property owners and assessment payers. That we are doing our due diligence here and keeping an eye on all of those drainage systems. So, Stacy, I'll let you kind of take it from here. You can walk us through your report. I would ask Stacy, and just for the benefit of anybody listening or would like to take a look at our minutes. On a scale of 1 to 10, one being the worst you've ever seen, and 10 being the best, how would you rate our 35 drainage systems as a whole? What kind of a grade would you give them at this point?
Honestly, about a 9.95. This is the most immaculate system I've ever seen, quite honestly. I am very used to seeing culverts filled with sediment, grass overgrowing, vegetation everywhere. Your system is immaculate. So many kudos to Russ and the Yard Dogs team for doing what they do. You could tell Russ really cares. He says he visits the sites every month. So he, it seems like there's a lot of care that goes into it. I personally was super impressed.
Oh, great. Thank you. Well, that's good to hear as a commissioner, that you rate them that high. That's good. So I don't have anything further. I'd like to have Stacy kind of walk us through what her report, and then open it up for questions.
Okay. Can everybody see the screen?
Yes, thank
Yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Okay. This really is a highlight. I mean, and this was kind of really stretching to find something. There was not much. And so it'd be good if Russ could be sent this. I don't have his contact information, but it's things that he kind of already knew anyways. But I've literally just got a small handful of items that are slightly nitpicky. So we have areas 1 and 2 are on Waterhouse Lane. There's the channel looks pretty in size there, and he was talking about putting fill or put gravel in that area. Also, with the downstream outlet structure, it looked like there's a bit of debris piled up. None of that is super detrimental. It's just maintenance that could be done. We have Area 4, which is the pond north of Oak Bay Road. There was a what's called a likely a control structure manhole. There's a manhole outside of the pond that Russ doesn't typically look at, so I told him to pop the lid, take a look, and make sure there's no debris or anything blocking anything. Everything looks okay there. Then there's Area 13. That's the outfall to the wastewater treatment plant. There was just some sediment buildup behind some of those. They're called check dams, where you've got rocks stretching across the channel. So a little bit of sediment piled behind there, just something to monitor and clean up as time goes on. And then we went to this Area 30 off of Rainier Lane, about 10 feet or so off the downstream culvert. There was some debris piled up, and Russ said he could get to that. So there literally wasn't much. The rest of this is a list of outfall inspections to be done at low tide, all beach inspections. So we did not do that on February 6th. But also, I'll zoom out. What I tried to do is, this is a spreadsheet that had been done in the past. I really kind of hit a few columns, but just thought I'd add more of a photographic look, so you can kind of document if somebody were walk to Area 1, that towards the end of this you have the maps showing where I think we have a north and a south map. So there's a north, here's the south map. So someone knows where Areas 1 and 2 are, etc. And then this is a spreadsheet list, if you will, showing kind of just describing the area, what it is, and then just comments that we had for this particular inspection, and then pictures with each one. So that's about it from my end. Are there any questions?
Yeah, very good job.
Yeah.
I think so. In answer to my earlier question, and I think you already told us, but I can't remember, how often do you think, in our efforts to do our due diligence for the district, should this be done? Stacy, what would be your recommendation on how often this should be done?
I think you could probably get away with, say, maybe every other year. I mean, as long as you've got the quality of yard dogs doing what they're doing, I would feel comfortable doing it every other year. Honestly, it's immaculate. I really am just floored with how clean everything looked.
Yeah, thank you. I think I want to report to the board that someone noticed or someone identified a dead deer on Area 33 across our drainage district's path there. And Russ from Yard Dogs did contact PLA to ask them to remove that dead deer. They could smell it before you reached it, he said. And they said they didn't have any responsibility for removing it. So the coyotes, I think, Mr. Chairman, eventually removed it elsewhere. I know that I don't think the board was aware we had a dead deer in one of our drainage systems area, but I do think we should probably on the administrative agenda. Maybe she's suggesting every other year that we put that. I don't know when. Is this a good time of year? She's going to put it on our administrative calendar. Should we do it for what month should we, in 2 years, should this be done again? But what month of the year doesn't matter?
I really get torn on that. It was excellent. It was an excellent day for us to do this. It was dry, so we could see this, but you could also argue that maybe you want to do this in, say, September, October, where vegetation has grown and you want to see if anything's overgrown and you want to get it make sure it looks good for the fall so the water can keep running through there. So I guess maybe ultimately September, October might be a good time frame to do this.
Okay, so Lee, you put that on my administrative calendar.
Got
Well,
it.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any other questions at this point.
Super.
Yeah, I'm glad you did
Compliments
it.
to all of you for doing this. And it's impeccable. And Stacy, it's very nice to hear that you're talking about the system being immaculate. That makes us very proud that we've been doing a pretty good job with this with our team, which includes you folks and Russ, and that's appreciative. I was thinking, I don't know if you could do this inspection in one full day, especially with those, what is there, like 7 or 8 beach outfalls that you guys are taking a look at. And usually in the summertime or late summer, early fall, the beaches are easier to get into because we do have much lower tides at that time. So I'm wondering if we ought to break it up in two parts and have the outfalls inspected 1 year, and then the other year in late, summer, September, October, like you say, have all the other stuff inspected. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Me personally, we actually zipped through this pretty quickly. It only took us 3 hours to go to all the sites. So I think you could personally do it
Okay.
all in one day if you
All
wanted
right.
to, or you can split it up so the beach outfalls are one day and the rest is another day.
Now, if you think it can all be done 1 day, and if Commissioner Cole's good with that, I'm good with that also. So I would go heavily on your recommendation. Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know how much time that you had spent through it. It was a pretty detailed report. The other thing I'd like to do is have this actual first page report published on our website on the front introductory of the website, and then a link to it so people can see this report also with the attachments that they can go in and take a look at. And Dean, if it's okay with you, I'd like to put some information about this in a link to that document with the e-navigator for the Ludlow Maintenance Commission. Would you be okay with that?
Yes, I think that's a great idea.
Good. So I'll try to get that in the March e-navigator and go from there. And we'll try that. So we'll get all that taken care of. All right. Well, Stacy, thank you.
Yeah, you're
A
welcome.
well-written report also. Appreciate
Oh, it
that.
was really fun. And again, kudos to Russ and Dean for taking me around to the areas. That was really fun to see. It's great. It's again, an incredibly immaculate system. So you should be proud.
Excellent.
Yeah, thank
Thank you.
you. So I think we got an A minus, Mr. Chairman. Our district gets an A minus for our taking care of the district's drainage problems.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I accept that A minus, and it's much appreciated. And thanks you, both of you guys, for taking your time to go around doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if there's nothing else on that, we're going to talk about a couple of other things. I don't know, do we need Stacy anymore if she's got stuff to do? We're going to just talk about the SAO report and the finances, as well as a couple of things from Lee on this. So, Stacy, if you want to clear out, you certainly can.
Okay, sounds good. Nice to
Thank
see
you, and
everyone.
have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks,
Okay.
Stacy.
Okay, the next thing on here has to do with the 8-1 with the amended Yard Dogs annual contract to include B&O taxes. I know what the state law says. I never really paid attention to it until I read it, and Lee brought it to my attention that, and I never even thought about him paying or not paying the taxes. I assume he's been paying the fees out of his monthly fee that we've been giving him, but he's charging correctly on the actual gross amount. So, Dean, do you have anything to add to this?
Is this paying his B&O tax?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. It turns out it's not the B&O tax, it's the sales tax, the retail sales
Right,
tax, which
yeah,
is
yeah.
eligible.
Oh, okay, because I know I had an independent business for a while, and I had B&O taxes to pay, and I thought, what? So it's sales tax.
Yes.
Okay,
So
that's a whole different deal than B&O tax.
it is, although he is eligible to collect B&O tax. And Michael, let me see if I can share this, but I'll just tell you. The amount that he added was the sales tax, $193.31. But he didn't add the B&O tax, which is 0.00471, which is $9.90.
Oh, really? Oh.
So technically, he could charge an additional $9.90. And I got confused because I asked him, I said, "Where? How did you calculate the B&O tax?" Because on the website it was 0.00, 41. And he says, "Well, I just plugged it into what do they use? The financial system that they use, same thing that we use at Falsheet."
Oh, Quicken.
Anyways, yeah, Quicken or something like that. Anyways, he says that's just what he plugged in. So I think we mixed up the terms B&O and sales tax.
Yeah, big difference,
Yeah.
yeah.
So
And go
when I
ahead.
amended the contract to reflect B&O, I will go back and reflect sales tax. However, there's still the question of the B&O tax.
Well, let him bring that up. We're not looking to pay more money.
It's like $10 a month.
Can I have you do a favor? Since there are people that do watch these videos or listen to this, what does B&O stand for?
Business and occupation.
And what is in that reference to?
The state collects from everybody who has a business. It's just more revenue for the state of B&O tax, and I don't know what the percentage is anymore, but I think they bill you quarterly for your some based on your gross amount of income that you have to report to the state, and they tax you on that income. Plus, you have to get a B&O license and pay for that, of course, anything the state can get more revenue. So your license, you have a B&O license, and then they bill you, I think, quarterly.
Okay.
Which is in it, not the same thing as your sales tax requirements.
No,
And
no.
all services now have to pay sales tax except medical, I understand.
Right.
Okay,
Yeah, I went
well,
on the website.
I don't know if we I don't think we need to enter into a new agreement with him on this deal. I think we just ought to let things rest as they are, and he can take care of his B&O tax, which is his business operations, and we're responsible to pay sales tax on top of his services. Do you have a problem
Okay.
with that, Commissioner Cole?
No, I agree with what you just said.
Perfect.
Well, I just wanted to amend contract that reflects that because the original contract we proposed had no sales tax in there. So that's why I amended it. Not amended to be another.
And Lee, I want to compliment you on pulling that up quickly and letting us know about it. So thank you for that.
I
Okay,
can do
the
some
next
things.
thing, what's that?
I said I can do some things quickly.
Yeah,
Yeah,
do a lot of things quickly.
I
The
know.
next thing is the financial reports. I have to be responsible and be honest with you folks, is I didn't look at the financials until this morning. They seem to be okay. I didn't go through them in detail. And the reason I didn't is because I'm on holiday and I just haven't been paying attention to that stuff. But it looks like we've received about $500 in revenue and had about $4,000 in expenses. And it's the beginning of the year. We will not collect any large revenues probably until April. So we have enough money in our operations account to take care of things between now and then. It will dwindle down until we receive our first annual tax assessments, or pardon me, what do we have? We don't have, we have what assessments, not tax assessments. So we're fine there at this point. The expenses this month were not high either. So I think we're doing okay. Do you have any questions, either one of you?
I'm assuming that you're going to talk about the 3-year audit report, the state auditor.
Yes, that's next.
Okay. No, I don't have any questions so far.
And we did
All
get
right.
an invoice from them.
Perfect.
Rather a nice one. $1,600, I think, plus or minus
For
from the
what's
auditor's office.
that? Oh, from the state?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about the state auditor's report. We've had plenty enough time to review that. Some of the things that I've done is I had it published on the eNavigator website, so people can link into it and review it. I felt very proud that our team has been doing a good job with the finances, as well as our administrative requirements dealing with our business minutes, and the way we handle ourselves in our meetings, meeting the RCW standards. So they gave us a pretty glowing report. It wasn't a real heavy-duty report. It was a one-pager. So I felt real good with that. But it is available to the community. It's on our website. And Lee, thank you for publishing it on there, and also in the Navigator. And I've had several people asked me about it and said, good job. So, Dean, you had some questions, I take it?
No, I do not.
Okay. Lee, do you have
They didn't
anything?
find the Epstein. They didn't find the Epstein files in there, so.
Yeah. No, but there were some photographs.
Yeah.
So, I want to thank both of you for the time you've been here for helping out with this. And I think we've done a very good job with our budgeting, our expensing, our documentation, and our thoroughness in a timely fashion. And I send a thank you to both Ben and Tristan at Falge Bookkeeping Services for the good work that they've done, because seriously, it's Tristan that puts all that together. I do review it and do put some things in there, but not much, more of the administrative side. And Tristan has done a really good job. I sent an email out today from Tristan, and he's talked about two items that how he's reporting the expenses. Commissioner Cole, if you would review that. If you have any questions, we can talk about it at the next meeting. It's not a big financial issue either way. It's just how he was tracking some of the funding and expenses.
Okay, I'll take a look at
All right.
And yeah, I saw that, and it's very simple, you know. And he can always ask me for those questions too. So,
Well, you've got a copy. Did he send that to you also,
I think
Lee?
so.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so yes, you get your nose in the middle of any time you so choose. Okay, thank you. The other thing is that we had to sign a data sharing agreement with the state auditor's office so that they could publish the information and do the report for us, even though we have to pay for it. I'm a little confused on that, but that's the way government works. So I signed that report or that agreement without contacting you, Commissioner Cole. I don't think we need a motion to do that. As both the chair and the finance guy, I just signed it and sent it off. There's a copy of it. I did send it in advance to our attorney, Andrew, and he went through it, and he said he had no problem with it at all, and that he said I could sign it. So I just thought I'd let you know that.
I have no problem with that, Mr. Chairman. And So what was I gonna say here? No, I slipped my mind. I have no other questions.
Yeah, if I hadn't waited till this meeting, that audit would not have been done until after this meeting. And then it would have got buried in their work because they're real busy right now.
Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, I want to thank you, Mr. Chairman, for all the work you do, things you review and take seriously, and make sure things are, the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And I feel very comfortable that you're reviewing these kinds of reports to the state.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Okay, next on here we have unclaimed warrants procedures, review of new county procedure. And Lee, did you want to discuss that?
Sure. What happens is that there's some people that don't cash their checks right away, and that's, their choice. But if, like we had last year, I think it was Mary that had a check that she just forgot, just thought she had deposited and didn't, and so it hung out there for a while. And in that case, the recipient makes a signed affidavit, notarized that, yeah, we lost the check, and the county reissues it. But it usually would have been the county that would tell us, hey, look at this, check's out. So now that falls upon us. So I looked
Well,
at
go ahead.
code.
So you looked at
So
what?
the county gives us a list of checks that have been cleared and not cleared. So I can look at the ones that are not cleared. And as of last month's, the only ones that were not cleared were the ones that were sent to, the IRS, workers' comp. Those were still outstanding, so they just hadn't cashed them yet.
I see.
So, it's just another thing to do at the end of the month, review that when they send it to me, and who has outstanding checks.
But the county will send the outstanding unclaimed warrant to
Yeah,
you.
there is a
They
report.
do that monthly, or
Yeah. Yeah.
yes, Commissioner Cole. As of recently, I just started sending you, as well as formerly our other commissioner, those county reports. They're pretty. For us, we don't have a lot of revenue in and out on those, so they're not as cumbersome as some of the other county reports. But I concur with what Lee is saying, that we look at those in detail, and you can see what has not been cashed at this time. What's really also good about it is our accounting firm goes through those and makes mention to us also if anything is outstanding with those warrants. So those
Good.
are kept in pretty good shape. Okay, Lee, under you, we have records, review of retention practices and RCW 8538110 on presumed eligible voter lists, et cetera. So you have the floor right now.
Wow, okay. Well, there's a lot to be said about the preservation of records, and I can say that I have attended the training and have the certificate. And fortunately, we are a district that doesn't have a lot of records, and all of our records are pretty much stored on the cloud. I go through the emails and take out all the ones that are spam, the draft of a draft of a draft, because you only have to save the final. And so everything's in the cloud, and it's easy to clean. You don't have to dust around anything. But all the things that are down in the basement, I thought that brought some concern to certain people, and rightly so. We just can't dump them in the recycling, they have to be shredded. I do have a personal shredder at home, but this, I think, if we had to clear out the basement, that would be an expense with a professional shredding company. But little things like payroll has to be kept for 65 years. but they're all in the cloud, or they can be scanned and put into the cloud. So I'm clear that we're okay on retention, and the stuff in the basement, we'll look at that in the summer.
Lee, when do we have, are we required to send any paper documents to the state archives for them to keep under our name, business name, or do we retain those exclusively? Because I thought Mary had sent some things over to the state archives that they would retain.
Since everything is digital, I think that's just what we'd send over. Anything and some things like the bills, like the invoices, they have to be saved for 6 years and then they can be archived. And Mary did a great job of setting up saying this goes in 6 years. So we'll get there with the 6 years.
Okay, perfect. Commissioner Cole, do you have anything on that?
I do not.
Okay. What about the eligible voters list?
So I took a look at the RCW, and I think I attached that for everyone to see. And it says that it has to be, as you pointed out, the eligible list has to be ready for a general election, which 2028, right? That's yours. So I don't have to do anything until then, as far as getting the list, making sure that they're eligible
Okay.
voters.
What about the discussion we received from Quinn at the county saying that she wanted that list every year? So
If
do
she can
you?
give me a compelling reason why it has to be every year, I know that's what that's in the RCW highlighted that it was in front of a general election. So
Right.
I can go back to her and the people there, can't remember the names right now, and just say, hey,
Well,
we're not gonna.
Brenda Huntingford is in charge of all of that stuff.
Yeah, but elections department, it's
Yeah. Well, they have a
I
new
can see
person
your
in there,
name.
do they not?
They have two people in there that handle everything, and Quinn is still there as a consultant.
Okay. All right. Well, if the state law says that, then there's no other regulation. Commissioner Cole, how do you feel about that?
Yes, you might double check with her about
Yeah.
that. I think that she's wrong saying they have to do it every year,
Yeah.
but I'd like to have her say that she was in
Okay.
error. Yeah.
So I'll email elections and
Yeah.
say, well, let's just clarify this. Because this, the last time they did it, they did it. I did it this time, and I set it up so that I think it can be updated more clearly. But it does take a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, we certainly want to comply with the RCW, but
Right.
find out if it's
Okay.
every other year or just
Yeah.
prior to the election.
Yeah, it was a lot of time.
Yeah. Super. All
Okay.
right. Thank you for
Yeah.
that update. The next thing, which is I think critical, and Lee, you sent out that information on you regarding your performance review. And first of all, I feel like I had my head buried in the clouds and not paying attention, so I apologize to you for that. This is what I'm going to propose to Commissioner Cole since I'm gone right now. I found a site that allows us to do performance reviews. And what I'd like to do is I've typed up some stuff on this, and when I get home Monday, I can send it to you, Commissioner Cole, by email. And I would like you to put any information in there also on your opinions and go from that point. And then between now and our next meeting, maybe we could have a executive session because this is a personnel issue, and do the evaluation with Lee and look at our salary scale and make the adjustments as necessary. So, Commissioner Cole, would that work for you?
That would work for me. I know, as a commissioner in Clark County, when we had lots of personnel requesting increase in salary, I think a standard procedure that we always did was we would compare, for instance, somebody in the engineering department is a G2, we would go to similar sized counties and do a survey of what they are paying, say for G2 engineers, so that we didn't get too far out of line with the rest of the state. So I would think that we could find a drainage districts of similar size, similar responsibility, and find out if, I don't know how many there are, but it gets good to know what they pay their
Okay.
administrator.
Well, this is what I did when I first came on to the commission is I was asked to check some of this stuff out. So I did a survey with Jefferson County of similar type employees, and that's where we came up with that hourly scale. Our scale was much greater, you may recall, than Jefferson County for two reasons. One, we have an independent person here who has to make some types of decisions that other administrative people do not, as well as there's a part-time category here, and in lieu of benefits, we've added some additional monies on that. I would be happy to go back through Jefferson County and look at similar type wages and come up with another pay scale. I don't think it's going to go lower. I'll certainly know if it'd be staying the same or maybe go up a little bit. So that's where I would be supportive of. And the other thing is in support of Lee and all the things that she's done for us, whatever we come up with, I'm strongly recommending that we go retroactively from the time that this should have gone into force. And that's our fault as commissioners for not paying attention. But I'm going to put a little bit of pressure on Lee here because if she had put that on the annual evaluation sheet that we have, we probably would have
Sorry.
remembered. So, but it's not, it's not on her,
Yeah.
it's really on us.
The
The selfless person that I am puts everybody else's needs ahead of my own, right?
Now, please don't put words in our mouth, okay?
I'm good at that.
So that's what I'd like to do. So I'd like to rapidly handle this as soon as I get back up in Washington, which will be Sunday night late. Monday, I can work on it a little bit and get it out to you, Commissioner Cole, and you take a look at it and do that. I can get a hold of the county a person that I did last time to look at the payroll information for Jefferson County. Like I said, it's not going to go down. It may not change much, but certainly we're going to still be in a very similar category we are right now. So I can get that done, and then probably within the week following, maybe we could have an executive personnel meeting and go over this.
Yes, I agree.
And looking at the calendar, and on a Thursday also, or you wanted it?
Lee, I think it works around what Commissioner Cole's schedule is and your schedule.
Okay.
Doesn't mean we can't even do this on, Tuesday afternoon at
Zoom.
2 o'clock or something. And we can also do it virtually. We don't necessarily need to do it,
I
everybody
was going
show
to
up in
say.
one spot. If that's okay with you, I know that might be a
Oh, that's
little
fine.
impersonal, but we could do it virtually.
Okay. We
So let me get
will.
all that stuff put together and out to Commissioner Cole. And I can tell you that the week of the 22nd and the week of March 1st, I'm pretty wide open.
Me too.
Yes, I'm okay with that.
All right, so let me get on the bandwagon and I'll get that taken care of and expedited
Okay.
pretty quickly. So, Commissioner Cole, be on the lookout Monday afternoon for that document, that personnel, pardon me, employee review, and go
Okay.
from
Yeah.
there. And that way, you and your administrative assistant at home can help put that thing together. Okay?
Is she here too?
She's CEO, my IT gal, yeah.
We'll get her a printer cartridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now
Do I
I
get to
know.
review you guys?
Yeah,
Do I
you
get to
do.
review you guys?
App,
It's
you know
really
what?
welcome to you.
I would have no problem if you were to type up or write up something
Okay,
because
great.
I want to hear feedback from you about us during this process. This is a two-way exchange. But
And none
don't use those big naughty words because we don't understand those.
incompetent. How do you spell
Yeah.
that?
Don't ask me how to spell that. I don't have any clue. That's what word check's for. Okay, is there anything else either one of you have for this? No?
Not under this topic.
Do you have another topic you'd like to discuss?
Did you want to go back to let's see, maybe I have an old agenda, but there was a 7A. It says future of the district.
Yeah, future of the district.
Oh yes, I apologize.
That's a big item.
I'm not ready to speak on that yet.
You want us to
Okay,
take this? Let's
but
hear it
certainly I would
from.
li Commissioner Cole, I certainly would listen to you.
I'll wait till you're ready.
I will have my full report and opinion at our next meeting.
Okay.
And if we could
Okay,
have
so.
that as the last thing on the agenda, that would be great.
Okay.
So at the end of the meeting, we always sign. So I'll sign, but Michael will have to.
I will scan your signature, send that to you via Adobe Sign, and send it to wherever it needs to go. I know the checks are going to be ready. I felt so bad last time about Russ not getting his on time. I totally explained what the issue was. Offered to take it to his house, you know. He's
Okay.
like, no, look up to
Okay.
the house. So that's my only thing. So
All right. Well, whatever you need, if you need something promptly, I can pull up my computer here and do a digital signing,
yeah.
but I can wait till Monday afternoon. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well,
If
I'll look
there's
forward to your email on Monday, Mr. Chairman. And with that, I have nothing else to bring
Excellent.
up.
Well, then I would hereby adjourn this meeting.
Okay, let me stop recording.
Thank you.
Boy, that's right on the hour.
Look at that.